Blog Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Betting Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, F and Ronnie, and with me, as always,
the Zombie Master.
And is he back?
Send a signal. There it is. Yeah, you got it.
Look, I'm paying attention to the time.
That's my purse! I don't know you!
Oh, Ryan, say who you are.
I'm Captain Stuntcock.
And Christian should be joining us fairly shortly. Should be.
Allegedly.
Please tell me you weren't the reason for what's going on in the news, Raider Dave.
I know what you're talking about. For once. No, that's actually a really terrible thing. Like, I was really sad to hear about that. That's really fucked up.
That was you. I'm going to slap you with your non-existent dick.
What happened? What happened?
There. The balls are gone.
What happened, Ronnie?
Breaking news. There's more that came out of this today. But
doesn't involve Vince again, does it?
No. During the Super Bowl parade, two gunmen decided to open fire at the parade, striking 22 people, killing one, and injuring 21.
That's fucked up.
Eight killed. No, it's 22 wounded, one dead, eight killed.
So 23.
That's fucked up.
And apparently, whoever this scumbag piece of shit is, whoever both of these scumbag pieces of shit are, they waited until the end of the parade and just opened fire. And of course, they did some serious damage before people helped the cops take them down.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have the balls to turn them on themselves first, so they had to take people out.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I had this wonderful rant about Kansas City. And how fucked up they are. And how they have this shit painted on my fucking stadium. Along with the fucking flag buried under the stadium. But in light of the breaking news, I don't want to do that.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear about that until just now. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it was going around.
Raider Dave doesn't have balls, but at least he's got a heart.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Ryan, you didn't share that thing with you that with him that I sent you, did I? Did you?
I did.
Hey, did you see that thing I tagged in on X?
No.
You really should. I am never going back to your cousin to get my car fixed.
Told you. Don't fuck with him. He find ways to fuck with your back.
He will fucking play white fire with a party pizza.
Not even a good one.
Like a cheap ass Walmart great value party pizza. It wasn't even the right. It was like the size of the rim. Last time I get my shit out of New Jersey.
Hey, Giant Stadium was built on someone's back, literally.
What the hell does that have to do with my fucking tire getting replaced with a pizza?
All right, if you don't get the joke, I'm not explaining it to you.
We figured this out. Raider Dave is already slow. You got to explain shit to him.
I'm not slow. I'm missing my ball.
You're a Raiders fan.
Oh, fuck you.
Don't you know Jimmy Hoffa's the cornerstone of Giant Stadium?
That's not proven.
It's not unproven.
I've never been in the same room as Batman. That doesn't prove that I'm Batman.
Batman never existed. Jimmy Hoffa did.
You don't know.
Hey, you don't know either.
Oh, I know. I know.
Wait a minute. Did they already tease? Wow.
What?
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm looking at a company called Bet Online.
Yeah.
Where you can legitimately, it's an overseas sports book.
And you could bet?
On WWE.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you think Raider Dave became fucking millionaire, bitches?
They kind of gave away, without giving it away, the possible world women's WWE title match.
Yeah, they did. They accidentally, they gave away the lineup, the completed lineup. And then they pulled it down.
So right now, possibly, card is subject to change, legitimately. Rhea versus Becky.
Gee, there's a shocker.
I wonder who's going to win that.
Rhea's favored.
Of course she is, because that's the way the story goes. Not just a Raiders fan, I'm a wrestling fan. That's wrestling with two R's.
You saw Shotzi almost got, apparently Shotzi got fucked up bad last night at the tapings of NXT. She blew her, what's the NXT woman's show? Tyler Vacary or what's her name?
That's AEW.
No, Taya Val, whatever.
No.
She was fighting.
You're thinking of the fucking other, yeah, I don't know who you're, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she apparently, some move got botched and Shotzi couldn't even put any weight on her leg. And they're saying it's not good. So she looked for Shotzi to be out for at least a year.
By the way, it actually says under there, the match must happen for action. So they're pretty much putting the odds up if Becky gets there. So I'm like, oh, yeah, the match has to happen.
So, yeah, they're just kind of giving that shit away. Put money on Becky, don't be dumb.
Yeah, put money on Becky, and then they'll change it to Jade Cargill winning the damn thing.
I'd be all right with that.
I mean, I wouldn't care either.
You know why? Because then all the way up to Survivor Series, we can have this build between Bianca, Jade, title. Ooh, that's funny.
By the way, they also have...
that's good shit.
They also have the Revolution is a Mystery. Four matches on there. So no Sting versus the Bucks.
That's supposed to be this final match.
Yeah, they don't have betting odds on it. Go figure.
Oh, gee, I wonder who's winning that. The Bucks are going to win that. Take the title. Sting's retiring. Done.
And Darby Allin will be relegated back to the lower mid-card where his junk ass belongs.
And apparently Roddy Strong is facing Orange Cassidy. When that happened.
That has potential to be really good. Orange Cassidy is the laziest gimmick.
Eddie Kofi Kingston versus Daniel, don't flip my name around, Brian.
Brian, Daniel.
It's actually Eddie is favored.
Why? I thought Eddie was in Ring of Honor.
Eddie is the Continental Crown Champion. Another title!
Wait a second. Did you just say you thought Eddie was in Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
The same company.
I know it's the same company, but Ring of Honor doesn't have a TV deal. AEW does, so go figure that one.
Yeah, and getting fucked by a porn star doesn't make you a porn star.
True.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you get fucked by a porn star, you're not instantly a porn star. Just because Ring of Honor doesn't have a TV deal doesn't mean it's not Ring of Honor.
If it's recorded, you are.
It's ring-a-tarded.
Let's talk about the porn star stuff. I think.
Yes.
There you go. Say.
Okay, then would you consider... Listen, just because it was recorded, Are we really going to sit here and say Sonny is a porn star?
I mean, it is the title of the job.
She did a porn, so she's technically a porno star.
No. She's done a porn. Does not make her a star. God forbid, the bigger star is her fart.
So then would you consider China a porn star?
She did multiple films.
She did multiple. She actually was a porn star after she left WWE. And hold up, Christian.
Sorry. Sorry about that, Christian.
I legitimately just look up and I just I'm like, let me see if he's in here. And all of a sudden I just see him like, oh, hi. Talking about China being a porn star, Sonny's fart being a bigger porn star.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christian, apparently that during the porn she did.
Oh, no, not apparently.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's loud and clear even on the preview.
Okay, then.
Wait a second. What kind of porno has previews?
One that you want to regret to watch.
Well, Craig, Ryan, it's a coming attraction, so.
Oh, God.
Boom!
Nice, John.
Look, man, look, I'm from the ghetto. I don't talk about porn with other dudes.
Oh, you've never been in a wrestling locker room?
Oh, no. God.
No, it's way worse.
I don't doubt that.
ECW 1990, Devon wanting to leave for a porn star, leave his wife for a porn star, but New Jack is the guy that stopped him. New Jack, of all people!
Wait, which one?
It wasn't Jasmine. It was somebody else that wasn't part of the ECW roster. New Jack
Wasn't it Jenna? Because Jenna was around there, too.
It wasn't Jenna, but Devon was ready to leave his wife. And they found a video of her getting blow-banged, and New Jack looks at Devon and goes, you are going to leave your wife for this.
And then he starts fucking Terry Reynolds.
And then he says fucking Terry Reynolds, you know. Plastic and fake nipple titties.
Fake nipple titties? What the fuck?
That I will steal from New Jack. That was
a bow. That's a bow.
That's a New Jack line, so too bad he's passed away.
That's so rough.
Dude, if she melted, the only thing would be her fake hairline and her fucking tits. That would be the only thing that happens. That's how plastic she is.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen, well, Christian I know hasn't. Have you ever seen the shoots that he talked about her?
That's what I'm quoting.
No, I just remember the shoot video where he talks about that he had the AI and she looked like she was overdoing it on Hershey bars. Where she ended up having black shit around her face. Because she was, I'm not going to stop there.
Yeah. Yep. Canadians are weird.
Is
she legit Canadian?
I don't know.
Well, she still fits the soundbite.
Allegedly.
Well, no, she does fit the soundbite.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
Oh, so Christian, how are you?
I'm good.
I was going to say, that is a loaded question after what you just heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Contemplating life.
Yeah. All I know is
contemplating being on the show with us.
Oh, I ain't coming on next week.
We've talked about this already. He's gonna take close to 3 weeks off.
Right.
Until we do the baseball preview.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get Kev back on.
What's it called?
March Madness. Yeah, and all of you are joining my bracket group. You had no choice. But before we even get into all the football and stuff,
we talked about it, so go ahead and talk about it.
I mean, it was a great game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. This is probably one of the three best Super Bowls I think I've ever seen, and it seems like I'm saying that every year because I said that last year with the Chiefs and Eagles. I mean, for the first time in what? 19, 20 years, we have a repeat champion. I mean, the Chiefs are the cream of the crop right now. And I think San Francisco's window is closing. they're starting to kind of become that team that they're great in the regular season, but they can never seal the deal when it matters most.
They're the bridesmaids, but never the bride.
Now Ryan will have some stuff to say other than hashtag rigged.
Yeah, you know, the unprofessional side of me is happy the 49ers lost.
Fuck J-Cat.
Fucking dick shit.
Love J-Cat. Fuck you, though, asshole.
Who, me?
No, him. Like, love J-Cat. Fuck him.
You know what? I hope he's kind of listening to this. I keep forgetting he's out here, you know.
Yeah.
If he want to come and see me face to face, I'll do it.
You're on the East Coast now.
Yeah. Well, if you want to see me face to face, because look, what somebody not gonna do is talk shit to me through screens. Come and say that shit to my face.
Sounds like a former member of the show.
I'll whoop his ass too.
What?
Talking behind screens definitely sounds like a former member. 15 minutes to Wapner.
Yeah. That's all. The only reason why I'm happy the 49ers lost, couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You know what? I don't normally follow either team that well. But I'll say Brock Purdy, for a young rookie quarterback, well, semi-rookie, He didn't perform bad.
He didn't, but he didn't perform good either.
I didn't say that.
Like, he didn't move the needle. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to kill Brock Purdy for being a game manager, and everybody wants to kill him for not making those big throws down the field. But the reason why San Francisco lost his game was because they failed to continue to feed the football to their best player, which is Christian McCaffrey. This is the offensive player of the year.
I tell you, that motherfucker, every play San Francisco was involved in, because I actually watched the game from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first Super Bowl I've actually watched start to finish. And after about the first 10 minutes of the first quarter, I had my eyes glued to it. A, I wanted to watch the commercials, which we'll get to. Every play, he was involved in almost every play of the San Francisco offense. Just about every play.
Who, Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
I mean, he's their best player. You know, he...
It's shocking.
He, to me, kind of put their offense over the top, because before he got there, that was Deebo Samuel, number 19. Like, so... Christian McCaffrey kind of made Deebo a bit more expendable in a way, because now they can use Deebo in other capacities. They don't have to use him out the backfield like they were. But, yeah, it was a great game. Kansas City is never out of a game. I mean, you know, I think this is the best team that Mahomes has been a part of, because
this is the best defense.
Oh, without question. And they're going to continue to invest in this defense, because I think that the major priority is signing Chris Jones. He's your best defensive player. You know, he's the energy of this entire Chiefs team. You saw it in week one when they played the Lions. Without him, they were a completely different unit. He comes back, and they're a top three defense throughout the year. But I just look at the road that the Chiefs went down this year. Losing on Christmas Day, didn't lose since then. Beating Miami, which I think everybody everybody saw coming and happening. Beating Buffalo in Buffalo on the road. But I think the most impressive win, and I tell Ronnie this all the time, you know, I think the most impressive win was the AFC Championship. Because they just simply went into Baltimore and took it from them. I'm talking about, look, we can play a physical style of football, too, if necessary. What have I been saying about physical teams all year long? They don't like their own style of football played against them. The bully don't like to get bullied, and they absolutely just destroyed Baltimore stuffed the run, forced Lamar to throw, and they couldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, look, this is the most dominant football team I've seen since the Patriots of the 2000s.
You know, they were throwing the word. I know the one thing I heard, and Christian, I want your take, and everybody's take too. Is this the beginning of a dynasty?
It is a dynasty.
It is a dynasty.
It is a dynasty because they won in 2020, they won it last year, and then they won this year. So that's three championships in 5 years. I mean, here's the thing, John. Mahomes is in a prime of his career. And look at everything he's accomplished prior to the prime. First year, comes into the league, throws 50 touchdown passes. You know how many men in the NFL have thrown 50 touchdown passes in a season?
Two.
Nope. Three. John,
okay,
you know who
yeah.
those three are?
Got to figure Peyton Manning.
Yep, he has the most in a single season. He threw 55.
That son of a bitch who, from New England?
Yeah, Brady, he threw 50. And Mahomes.
He did that in 07.
In
when,
07 with that yeah, undefeated lost. Team. And Mahomes, he wins MVP his first year as a starting quarterback, right? Second year, he wins the Super Bowl. Third year, he's in the Super Bowl, and he loses. He gets to the AFC Championship. Oh, and he gets that massive contract as well.
Which kicks in this year.
But I think he's going to restructure that.
Probably.
I really do. Gets to the in another AFC Championship game, but loses to the Bengals. Beats the Bengals in the AFC Championship last year. Wins the Super Bowl, wins MVP, and then wins another Super Bowl. I mean, you couldn't ask to a better start of a career. So if someone were to ask me, is he a Hall of Famer? Yeah. Yeah. He's won three of them. He has three Super Bowl MVPs. And he has two league MVPs. When
all
it's
right.
all said and done, I think he's going to hold every passing record.
All this from a little kid that used to run around Shea Stadium with his dad.
Yeah.
Brian, I know you're seething. Let it out.
Game was fucking rigged.
You motherfucker! You disrespectful.
That game was fucking rigged.
You disrespectful.
Hey, I was as respectful as I could be. I let you go through your entire thing. I did not interrupt you. I did not talk.
This is true. I'm sorry, Ryan.
All right. Now listen. Here's why. Okay. Here's why I think this game is rigged. And this is coming from a guy that's in a sport that is quote unquote rigged.
No.
Okay. They're doing the same thing that wrestling companies do whenever their big stars retire.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting all their promotion behind one face, and they're using him in an attempt to make people forget about the other guy. So all year long, everybody was talking about, oh, Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, it's back-to-back. He's going to tie break, baby go, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, what's the way to outdo that? Oh, shit, well. Everybody knows that this is going to happen. You know, like, it's not going to be a surprise whenever they win. What if he breaks another record? What if he comes back from a double point?
Yeah.
Well, then he's tied Brady for two. Now we can definitely put more promotion behind him. We can start promoting Kelsey because he's dating a pop star. Like, this is character building.
That's exactly what this is. And I'm sorry, I'm getting sick and tired of the Taylor Swift stuff, too.
And I'm sorry, she does have a lot to do with the attention that fucking Kelsey gets. Sorry. He was just, he was a star. He was a star in the NFL. Now he's dating a superstar, and he's a superstar by proxy.
But,
and honestly, this
lost
was the,
his shit during the game.
This was the worst I've seen him look. He had 8 straight years. Of 1,000 yards receiving. I don't even think he reached that this year.
Let me check.
As a matter of fact, his own brother that his behavior at the Super Bowl with bumping into Andy Reid and screaming in that man's face was over the line.
Yeah.
20 yards shy. 20
yards shy. Yeah, and nah, I'm with
over the line. It shows that this dude has serious anger issues.
Oh, he's had, dude, he's had that since he was in Cincinnati. That's the thing. Everyone's freaking out about him losing his shit. He had this shit in college.
Yeah, but he was a nobody then. He was a nobody in Cincy. Now he's fucking a superstar by proxy.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the problem I have with this whole Taylor Swift shit. It's not like the top guy has not dated the biggest pop star in the fucking world. Are we forgetting that Jessica Simpson used to go to every Cowboys game when she was sleeping with Romo?
She's not as big a star.
That's what I was just about to say.
In that era?
No. I'm sorry, Ronnie, no. Jessica Simpson in her most populars of in her top of her form can nowhere match with Taylor Swift.
Well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the prime of Jessica Simpson's career, she was in the stands watching the Dallas Cowboys game. Maybe she wasn't as big then, but no one was as big as that because she was just coming off being the ditzy blonde and after her divorce and coming off of Dukes of Hazzard. She was a face. She was that. Okay, how about this? How many times did A-Rod have his celebrity girl? A-Rod with J-Lo when he was playing baseball. A-Rod with Madonna. A-Rod with Tori Wilson. Like, that's a bad example, but you get my point. Like, we've seen celebrities be at the game. My issue with this whole thing is, who the fuck cares? She was acting like, for once, I think she was acting like a normal fan at these games. Like, fucking, oh, camera's on her. I'm going to slam this fucking beer.
Because it was a drinking game that had gotten a little bit of traction online.
The drinking game got her slamming the beer caught attention of other things, and it wasn't her.
Okay, and now, let me get back on track here.
Yeah.
What cost 49ers that Super Bowl was their last possession. I mean, it was what, fourth and two? It was fourth and three. Yeah, it was short yardage. Okay? And they settled for a field goal.
But that defense, here's the thing, and I get where you're going. You should go for it.
Look, the Chiefs defense was tough. The Chiefs defense was tough. The Niners defense was tougher. Everybody on the Chiefs team is running around and fucking acting like they ran away with this game whenever they were trailing 98% of it.
See, I don't see that they were celebrating because they ran away with it. I see that they were fucking celebrating because of holy shit, we won. Out of everybody, who actually made it look like they ran away with the game? And I'll be honest, because I didn't...
Put it to you this way. I'm sorry, Ryan. I'll let you talk. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's the way that they were celebrating. The only person that acted like he was actually shocked at that last pass being complete was Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, no. No, Gil Hartman did because he didn't realize that won the game.
A former Jet.
Because apparently no one knows, and this is the other problem with Shanahan, how to explain the fucking new overtime rules to people.
Yeah, that's a bad look on his part. And you realize the play that won the game for the Chiefs, that's the play they ran in last year's Super Bowl.
Yep. Listen, as much as everyone wants to say it's rigged, if it was really rigged, wouldn't it have been Detroit?
No.
Because you could have made this, it's a better story. If we're going to go by storylines, it's a better story.
But we're not going by storyline. And the NFL is the worst fucking popularity contest on the face of the earth. Especially amongst quarterbacks.
See, I'm sorry. I hate people that say, "Oh, it's rigged. It's written. It's not."
The action is not. The outcome is 100% predetermined. It's fucking pro wrestling, bro.
Okay, if that was the case, the Jets would have been in the Super Bowl.
Listen, kinda. I get what Ryan.
What up? Until Aaron Rodgers went down.
I may not agree that the game was rigged necessarily, but I get the direction that Ryan's going in with his rant, because, Ryan, I felt the same way you did
Well, did
a couple
you
years ago. I felt the same way you did a few years ago during March Madness, right? Hear me out.
All right.
It's 2022, right? And Coach K announces that it's going to be his final year coaching, right? The bracket committee put North Carolina and Duke on the same side of the bracket. And guess where they end up playing?
In the Final Four. Me and you spent an hour talking about this.
You can't sit here and tell, because there were some games Duke should have lost.
We both looked at that and go, oh, this has to end with them meeting in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Like,
only good thing about it was Duke ended up going home, and it couldn't have happened to a more deserving university.
I was almost about to say, so I had that orange taste break the other day.
Man, fuck you. I hope you choke on that orange.
And here's another thing. This is another giveaway. Chiefs last drive, winning drive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who it was. They caught the ball. They ran out of bounds, and it should have said like second seven.
It was Mahomes, and they fixed it afterwards. I hate people that nitpick this shit.
Sorry, no, dude, that's not a nitpick. That was big, and that was on national television.
The TV broadcast sucked.
Everybody that watched it saw where he went out, and then saw that fucking ticker go back to first and 10.
The broadcast was.
Oh yeah, they had to. Of course, they had to fix it. They had to fix it because they fucking dropped it a down early.
But here's the thing. That's everybody going back and doing replay bullshit, because how many people have I seen, and Christian, you can back this up too. How many people have you seen posting, oh, that final play was a hold. That final play was a hold. There's holding on every fucking play in the NFL because everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about fucking down marking.
But they fixed it. Listen, just because it says that on the TV doesn't mean that's what it says on the field. Just ask Tom Brady with five fucking down. Not knowing four down territory.
There's something fishy about that game.
Yeah, everyone says that because everyone's saying it's fishy because we said the exact same thing about the fucking Patriots.
And then we found out that those games were fishy.
Not all of them. I mean, look at the first back-to-back. It was like, that wasn't Brady. That was Belichick's defense.
I mean, we got Spygate, we got Deflategate, we got the Tuck rule.
But was that? Oh well, the Tuck rule was the referees not knowing their fucking job. And then that actually changed the fucking rule. Like, listen, I'll sit here and tell you that I think Brady is not the GOAT. He's not the best ever. He's one of the most accomplished quarterbacks ever, but he's not the best.
Not on track to be. He's had a good season. Wait until he goes out with a serious injury.
Who?
Mahomes.
I'm not even saying Mahomes is a GOAT. I'm sorry, but I will stand by here and always say Montana's the best.
And you know what? Will
he still be the GOAT whenever he gets hurt? Will he still be the baby GOAT whenever he comes down with a fucking serious leg injury or an arm injury and it completely affects his playing style?
We got to see when he comes back.
You know, I won't necessarily disagree with that because Montana never lost in these games.
It's the Jordan effect.
That's why he's the GOAT. He went 4-4.
It's the Jordan effect. Oh, Jordan's the GOAT. Yeah, well, LeBron's the GOAT. Is he?
No.
No, he's not.
Exactly. It's the exact same argument.
But the one thing Brady has over LeBron is he has a winning record in championship rounds, whereas
he didn't fucking jump teams chasing
LeBron. Nah, LeBron is 4-6 in championships.
Golden State.
I mean, but then again, look, I don't normally like being this guy, but look at a lot of the teams that LeBron faced in the finals. His first time, right? They played San Antonio. Four Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Including the coach, Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. All Hall of Famers, right?
Right.
Then look at the Dallas team that he faced in his first finals with Miami. Dirk, Jason Kidd, both Hall of Famers, right? Look at the one he won. The first one he won against OKC. Three future Hall of Famers. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. Young OKC, right? Then look at the second one he won. Played that same Spurs team with a better group around him in Miami. Then he lost to San Antonio again, right? Then look at everybody he faced in Golden State. I mean, those Golden State teams he faced were stacked. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, who I call Nutmeg, Kevin Durant, right? Golden State went and got KD because LeBron had Golden State figured out. And look, a lot of people listening to this broadcast may not agree with what I'm about to say, and I really don't give a shit. Golden State needed Kevin Durant. And let me explain why. Because late in games, before Kevin Durant, Golden State didn't have that guy that can create his own shot in the clutch. Look at what Kevin Durant did in the finals. You remember that big three he hit?
Yeah.
That's why they went and got him.
And that led the floor to be open for Steph.
Bingo. What Dwayne Wade did for LeBron James is what Steph Curry did for Kevin Durant.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to spin off of what you said. You just listed off all the Hall of Famers that have beaten LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. List how many Hall of Famers that have beaten Jordan.
I'm so glad you said that because this is why I can't call LeBron the greatest, right? Is LeBron one of the greatest? Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's lived up to the hype. You know, he's done it the right way. He may be the most talented guy ever to grace the floor of an NBA.
But is his greatness due to how the game has changed?
Yeah.
Because if Jordan played in this era with you breathe on someone wrong and you get called for a foul,
Jordan's averaging about 30 points per game.
Exactly.
In today's NBA. But nah, here's the difference.
Hell, Allen Iverson would fucking average 40.
Yeah, he would. Here's the difference between LeBron and Jordan. Hall of Famers have won on LeBron. Jordan prevented Hall of Famers from winning. Charles Barkley, Reggie Miller, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Gary Payton. I know I'm missing somebody.
Patrick Ewing. John Stockton.
I said him.
Oh, God.
Clyde Drexler.
Clyde.
He prevented Magic from winning another one.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Bird. Was Bird gone when he won one?
I think so.
I mean, oh, God. Just the era. I mean, everyone's like, even the eras are completely different. But did you hear what Shannon Sharp said on, I'm going to call it Cold Pizza because that's what it used to be.
You mean
today,
First Take?
On First Take, yeah. Well, it used to be Cold Pizza.
Yeah, I know. Wow, what'd he say?
How far is Jordan from LeBron being the GOAT? Not how far is LeBron from Jordan. How far is Jordan from LeBron? I think, what's his name? Stephen A. was about to have a heart attack on air.
Well, Shannon Sharp needs to just stop
talking
about basketball. Because he's a dick kisser.
Like, I'm sorry, but nobody beats Jordan. Nobody beats Montana. They, when they got to the big game, and by the way, I'm sorry, when it came to the NBA, it was a lot easier if you had a weak division, it was a lot easier to make the finals, LeBron. Then when you got to said finals, you had teams win. Montana got to the finals, never. Jordan got to the finals, never went to seven games.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe is better than LeBron.
Yeah.
Because Kobe would run over his own fucking teammate.
Yeah.
Manu Ginobili in the Olympics.
You mean Pau?
Right, Pau Gasol. Sorry, it was Gasol. This fucking truck sticked his ass.
Yeah, and see, that right there showed me the difference between Kobe and LeBron, because LeBron was like, Kobe, aren't you going to go, why would you run through your teammate? And Kobe's like, that is not my teammate right
now.
Now,
LeBron isn't even the best Laker on his team. And I wouldn't even say AD. It's fucking Austin.
Nah, I'm not going that far.
Have you seen his pack? Dude, he got some Pistol Pete in him.
Yeah, but he's not consistent.
Not yet. He's only been in the league, what, 3 years?
Yeah, so he can't be the best player. He's not consistent.
On the Lakers?
He's not consistent.
Neither is LeBron.
No. LeBron's consistent. LeBron, at his age right now, shouldn't be doing it on the regular every night.
Let's face it. AD is the best player on that team.
Yeah. Yeah, don't make me defend the Lakers more than I have to, because I hate them, too.
Trust me, I don't like the Lakers at all. Philly's fucked. Sixers are fucked after they lost, for a month? Embiid for a month.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Anything, Ryan? Do you have anything to close out football, the NFL? For the game.
Sorry, what happened at their parade today? That sucks. But fuck.
Yeah. Obviously, I hate saying it this way. Thoughts and prayers go out to the people who were injured at the parade.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would never wish that on on a team or a city or anything like that. I mean, that's fucked up. Although I have, those are always fun to watch.
Since we're talking the Super Bowl, we'll talk about it now. I got to talk about the best part of the Super Bowl. And it was not Taylor Swift, and it was not.
I guess I had nothing to say about it.
Sorry, John.
But that's all right. Go ahead, continue.
No, what are you going to say?
No. The only thing I was going to say is that. This Christian, now when I said to you, who's going to be an unsung hero in the Super Bowl, and we went through names and stuff like that, would you ever think of that guy? Because the former Jet that caught the winning touchdown.
Oh, Mecole Hardman?
Yeah. He didn't play the entire game, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
All right, but the reason I say that is, he's going to go down in history as catching the winning touchdown in the back-to-back thing. And he was considered, I don't want to say he's in nothing, but he was considered a threat. You know, it was just a trade, you know, an off trade in the off season. Didn't need him, so they just sent him back to Kansas City.
It's not even that the Jets didn't need him. Kansas City really needed somebody that Mahomes was familiar with, because earlier in the year, a lot of these Chiefs receivers, and Ronnie can attest to this, we would talk about this on Monday Evening Quarterback, a lot of these receivers that Mahomes was playing with earlier, you know, Mahomes would throw them perfect passes, and they just dropped the ball.
Right.
You know, so I also felt there were times when Mahomes was unfortunately force-feeding the football to his intended receiver. So that's why the Chiefs went out and got reacquired Mecole Hardman, a guy who's familiar with the system. And that's what people have to realize when it comes to football. You know,
right.
Football is all about personnel fits, because I'll never forget this, John. A few years ago, a friend of mine on Facebook said that how come the Dolphins couldn't sign Colin Kaepernick, but the Dolphins signed Jay Cutler at that time. And I had to explain it to him. Football's all about personnel fits. The head coach of the Dolphins at that time, Adam Gase, was Jay Cutler's offensive coordinator in Chicago.
Yep.
When Jay was with the Bears, so it's all about personnel fits.
But you know what it is, too, and it's like, and I just want to touch on the game real quick, and then we'll move on. There was, when I watched that, what was it, the first quarter when that the big fumble happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, I said, oh, this is going to get ugly real fast. And I thought for sure San Francisco was going to run away with it. And for a good chunk of the game, they did. But I did not think in any way, shape, or form Kansas City was going to have a comeback the way they did. Because I actually sat here in my chair watching the game, actually rooting for the Chiefs like I was rooting for the Jets. You know, it's because it's like, I don't know if it was just because it's Patrick Mahomes, whom I don't really hate, or I don't have any love hate for the guy. I respect him. And with the Niners, I don't know enough about Brock Purdy to really say I hate Brock Purdy.
I think what ended up unfortunately hurting the Niners, and they played a lot better than what I thought they would, was when Dre Greenlaw went down. I mean, that's such an unfortunate injury. You're trying to run back on the field, and you tear your Achilles.
That's another celebration of a man celebrating and getting hurt.
He wasn't celebrating. He was just trying to run back on the field.
Yeah, he's just trying
I thought it was a celebration.
He jumped up and down because they got the ball back, and as soon as he took off of the field, boom, that Achilles went.
But, you know, and I mean, there was a good chunk of the game where they thought Debo wasn't going to come back either.
Yeah, and he was my X factor for the game because he puts tremendous amounts of pressure on every defense because you never know what direction he's coming from. He'll run jet sweeps. He'll catch screen passes. He'll go over the middle to move the chains. Yeah, he was tough for them. But, John, you talk about that unsung hero. Remember, I did mention one guy for the 49ers.
I forget who you said, but guy,
Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I heard that name quite a bit that day.
And I said that last Wednesday, I believe.
Yes, you did. You did. And now, is there anybody that – all right, just real quick. Who do you think – now, we said who was going to be the thing. Now, what your opinion for both teams? Who do you think, star or non-star, who underperformed for both teams during that game? I want your opinion on it. And then everybody else's, too.
Who underperformed? Honestly, I got to say Rashee Rice. I thought they were really going to feed him the ball a little bit more, considering San Francisco's secondary can be had. I'm going to say Rashee Rice for Kansas City. And then for San Francisco, honestly, I thought Kittle was going to do a little bit more.
Yeah, you know what it is? I remember hearing that name going into the Super Bowl. They were talking about it on the pre-shows. And it's like, I heard next to nothing from him. He had two or three receptions during the game? Not much. They hardly went to him. And what about you, Ronnie and Ryan? Same thing. Do you agree or disagree?
Ryan, you go real quick. I'm looking something up.
So am I.
Yeah. I'm actually seeing who actually underperformed.
I mean, I don't really think anybody underperformed.
I mean, really tight end-wise, if you're going to say something, yeah, Kittle didn't show up at all. But, I mean, Noah Gray didn't show up either. Granted, Noah Gray's not the number one tight end. It's obviously
right.
Kelsey.
Right.
But they did not audible out of Pacheco at all when they really kind of should have. Pacheco was good in some areas, but you had Clyde Edwards-Helaire running one time, and he ran for no yards. He had one touch. I would have fed him the rock a little bit more. Maybe that's someone that underperformed.
Okay, and that's why I asked your opinion. I'm like, who do you think, in your opinion, underperformed? And that was your answer.
I mean, there's no one, but here's the thing. That's the thing. There's no one that really did. Everyone that needed to be there was there. Everyone that got them to the dance did what they needed to do to win.
Right.
So, other than, like I said, other than George Kittle, who was a big staple for Brock Purdy, he didn't do much.
He did next to nothing. Just be honest.
I mean, 2 receptions, 4 yards. But he's with that offense, he's not going to be in a catching tight end. He's going to be a blocking tight end at that point.
Right.
I mean, yeah, like, there's no one that didn't shock me that they did amazing. I'll tell you one guy that was surprising that did great was
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Scantling, yeah. Like, 3 catches, 20 yards, and a touchdown. Like, he did his job.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you got?
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. Want to move on?
Let's move on.
Oh, we can move over to the fun shit. CBS had one of the worst broadcasts ever.
Agreed.
The best part about Super Bowl Sunday when it came to commentating was actually on Nickelodeon.
Firmly grasped.
Me and Ryan were pissing ourselves laughing at this. So what was cool was that Nickelodeon has their own commentary team, but they did SpongeBob and Patrick as color commentators. What was cool was is they actually got the guys of Thomas Kennedy.
The voice actor.
And for both of them, to sit in mocap and watch the game and call it live as SpongeBob and Patrick.
To go back and watch it. Is this on YouTube by any chance?
Yes, it is. It was so fucking funny. Like, Christian, you know the first fumble by McCaffrey?
Yeah.
So after they're like, oh, who got it? And all of a sudden you just hear freaking Patrick go, you need to firmly grasp it. You need to firmly grasp me. Like, I'm like, oh, and it's just like, oh, this is fucking hilarious. Like, the puns were hard. The puns were bad.
Yeah.
Like, they had celebrity fish, like Finn Diesel.
I heard about that. Is that where that came from?
Yes. Jason Kelp. I'm like, oh, this hurts. Taylor Fish. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Clamuel L. Jackson. I'm like, oh, these puns hurt. These puns hurt like a motherfucker. But overall, I honestly gotta think that was the best out of it because it was just funny because the commercials sucked.
Oh, God, the commercials. Ugh.
Commercials were bad this year, unfortunately.
Like, because I was noticing they didn't tease any of the commercials this year. Usually you'll get like a teaser here and there, like, oh, check out the Super Bowl. It's like, no, I didn't see much.
I was really, really starting to worry that we weren't going to get a Budweiser commercial.
I knew we were going to get one because I did see a preview for it. And I liked the Budweiser commercial.
Oh, the Budweiser commercials are always great.
Because I knew we were going to get the Clydesdales back.
Right.
Because that was the teaser. They showed the Clydesdales back. Check out on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, okay.
You know what's super dope?
What?
I can drive like 45 minutes away to where they keep the Budweiser fight field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But there were more. There were three fucking Jesus commercials.
Oof, and the backlash off of one of them.
Which one?
The washing people's feet, because the older white lady washing the younger white lady's feet, she was doing it outside of an abortion clinic.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, yes.
I didn't even pick up on that, because I was like...
I did, I caught on that one.
So, yeah,
there was a line out the door, too.
Oh, boy.
I'm just like, is she doing this post, like, post-op?
By the way, I saw people washing their feet. I'm like, I'm Catholic, and I just I completely forgot that used to be a thing back in Jesus' day. Back in like, we used to wash their feet before dinner. So it was like washing hands. Yes.
Well, I still don't understand it. Were they fucking eating with their feet?
No. Well, you didn't want to track dirt inside.
Their floors were fucking dirt.
Dirt. That's what I was just going to say. It's not like they had linoleum floors.
No, you didn't want to get the dirt in the rugs.
You didn't want to get dirt on top of the dirt.
Right. You didn't want the dirt tracked on top of your hard pack.
Listen, you know how hard it is to keep that shit clean? There's a dust storm. You're fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and then the fucking shit with Ice Spice.
She's going to fuck herself over. Have fun.
We do not care.
It says that the one commercial, Christian, I don't know if you caught it because Ryan or Ronnie didn't catch it. Did you catch the Scientology ones? Did Skype kick them? I don't know.
I did not. I did not see any Scientology commercials during the Super Bowl. Did you see any Scientology commercials?
The one I see in the Skype chat, if you look, that's the one that I saw. They aired the one that I put in the Skype chat is the one that they aired. It aired it like two or three times. And I'm like, why? I mean, from what you were saying, they were charging per Super Bowl ad.
Well, they always charge per Super Bowl ad, like
$6 or $7 million, right?
Seven, like I was telling you, dude, like Kanye did a Super Bowl ad for his new Yeezy app. And like, straight up, he's like, yeah, I paid $7 million for this commercial. And the motherfucker shot it on his camera, like the camera on his phone, in the back of his limo. After spending $7 million, I wouldn't want to spend any more on fucking budget. Fuck that. Fuck it right in the butthole.
You see, that's why I said it's like, for a corporate, is that Christian, is that you coming back?
No, he's still on mute.
Oh, okay. I thought it was back. For a company that's come under, for an organization, I should say, that's come under fire as much as they have. Why? I mean, stand that if you want to get your eyes in front of your, you know, to get yourself known more, that they need it, you're going to captivate a lot of people by doing it during the Super Bowl. But then if they spent $7 million, they had two or three ads. That's like, what, $21 million right there? Just to run three ads?
I mean, that's how much the Jesus commercials were.
You know, I mean, I'm surprised the Jesus ones were there because I really didn't expect that.
I'm not. They promote.
I mean, the only thing with the commercials, I was waiting for like Pepsi and Doritos and what was it, a Budweiser and Snickers.
Was there a Doritos commercial this year?
There was, but it was... No, it was very lame. I mean, the last Doritos commercial that I thought was really good was the one they had the sloth that did the salt and pepper song.
Yeah.
That was funny. You know, and stuff like that. But it's like the commercials just were dog shit this year. Thank God the game was good. I don't know that much about Usher because I've never really been a fan of his. I'm not disrespecting that chick guitar player.
Her, H-E-R.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that was her.
Yeah.
That chick was fire, man. I was impressed with her play, man. I'm sitting here going, God damn, the girl's got skills. I mean, I'm not gonna. I mean,
no. She's a great guitar player. She's fucking fire.
The halftime show was more entertaining than the commercials, and there was a lot of people I saw that shit on the halftime show. I knew quite a people I'm friends with. I'm not gonna call them out, but I'm friends with some of them, and they thought, oh, that was dog shit. I'm like, you know what? To be quite honest with you, that halftime show was a lot better than the ads. I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to start any fights.
That time show was passable. It wasn't. I think they could have done better with the audio.
The audio was pretty a little was a little off. I will give you that.
But
no, I much respect to Usher. You know, all the respect out to him. More power to him. The man's an entertainer. I will give him that.
The person that wants to pay to be on the next halftime show. I don't know if they're actually going to do it because it's in New Orleans and it's Wheezy.
Ooh.
Fucking
Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
but see, Lil Wayne doesn't have like a plethora of hits.
Yeah, like he. But if you had him with the amount of people that could be with him. That could be a fun show, like if it was like him and like, because he's always on other, like, he's a feature act. He's not the act. He's always the person that's featured on the song.
Well, let me ask you guys this thing, because I saw a lot of people commented on this too, both guys and girls. You can maybe explain it to me. A lot of people were saying, since Taylor Swift was there, why didn't she just perform?
You want me to take this, Christian?
Like, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying it to be disrespectful.
No. Because I actually know. I don't know if anyone else actually knows.
This is why I'm asking. Go ahead.
So, the artist has to pay the NFL a ridiculous amount of money just to be on the halftime show.
They don't get paid for it. They got
to
pay.
No, they have to pay. So, and the other thing is too is Taylor Swift was asked. She turned it down.
She didn't want to pay.
She didn't want to pay. So, I'm sorry. Oh, Taylor Swift. Okay, with that repertoire, Ice Spice was there. Why didn't she go perform?
Yeah.
Like,
so this is why. This is what I mean. Like I said, I saw quite a few people posting online on Twitter and on Facebook going.
Because people stink. Because people think before they speak.
Yeah, that's.
People need
that's
to think
true.
Before they speak. Because. If they actually typed in two words into, you know, their phone, which has Google on it, they would know that they have to, the entertainers have to pay for the publicity. Now, I don't know if the guest, like the people that come in, the featured guests, have to pay also. I don't know about that. That I don't know. So if she wanted to do it, yeah, but what song has her and Usher done?
Obviously, she's done any collaborations with him.
Then it wouldn't make sense.
Wait,
everyone that was with Usher at one point or another had a collaboration with Usher.
Yeah.
Did I see Lil Jon on that stage?
Yeah.
I thought that was him.
Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys.
Well, because he closed it off with Yeah. And that requires Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Well, I noticed Ludacris, but like I said, this is not a knock, but I'm not a big fan of Usher, so I don't know a lot of his stuff. Hence, why I'm asking.
I am.
I know you are, and respect. I respect it, but I just don't know. This is why I ask the questions I ask.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, I know who Ludacris is because I've watched the Fast and the Furious movies.
But I know
who Ludacris is.
Let me just say, and I'm sure Kristen, you'll agree with me, and I'm sure Ronnie, you'll agree with me. They did Usher. Okay. At the beginning of the performance for Usher and at the beginning of the performance for Alicia Keys, they kind of did them dirty on the audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Like they did.
I will say the audio was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
But no, I mean, I give credit where it's due, man. Does Usher really put in that much heart in a lot of performances? Because the guy looked like he put his heart and soul out there for that.
I swear to God, I thought Michael Jackson, they were going to do a hologram of Michael Jackson at one point.
Oh, very, all the respect in the world to him.
Ryan, you get that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so anyone doesn't know, Christian, you understand that, right? The whole Usher and Michael Jackson thing?
What about it?
So for people that don't know that joke, I want to actually explain this because this was really cool. Michael Jackson's 50th birthday, they had a performance.
Mm-hmm.
It was Usher, Michael Jackson, and Chris Tucker singing My World. And I thought Chris Tucker was going to come out and actually start performing with Usher, and they were going to do a Michael Jackson song together. Like, I thought, because the way Usher was dressed, I'm like, oh, this is just, it's Michael. Like, he's going to try to, like, I'm like, they could easily do a Michael Jackson song right now.
Are we talking Chris Tucker, the actor Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Great Michael Jackson.
Because that was a huge thing. Yeah, you didn't know that, right? Like, that's the thing. It's on YouTube. Like, I remember watching that. Like, it's like Chris Tucker, Michael Jackson, Usher. The hell, but it worked. Chris Tucker was in the music video for My World.
I remember that.
Yeah. Last ever music video Michael Jackson ever did.
No shit.
Well, it's not like he died, he retired. When that happened, he just retired after that. So Lil Wayne, I'm looking at his list. Lil Wayne can do it if he's a feature act. There's so many featured acts that he's been in, and there's so many people that could work with him. If he wants to be the headliner, great, but he would have to bring in like 5 or 6 people. And it would work. Like, you could literally do, because he's been going since 99, you could literally do like a timeline, like how Eminem did it.
Yeah.
What did he do? Okay, he did Space Jam. What the hell? David Guetta. You know what? That might be someone that could do a halftime show that I would like to see.
Who?
David Guetta.
Hmm.
Who?
David Guetta did Titanium. Did the... Oh, God. What was the WrestleMania one with... WrestleMania 21. 31. Ryan, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He was also in the Fox remake of Rocky Horror.
That guy?
No. Yeah, you're thinking David Archuleta, Ryan.
Same fucking person.
No, it isn't. David Guetta is a DJ. David Guetta's got a shit ton of hits. That would actually work.
I actually just saw Ryan, are you talking about the Rocky Horror Live that they did years ago?
Yeah, it wasn't.
I actually saw that recently. I had it on disc. I didn't even realize I had it. I had that in Grease, the live Grease performance. I don't know why I had them. I think I recorded them for Alicia to watch or something. I don't know. But the Rocky Horror one was difficult to watch.
Just say, he did like Sexy Bitch with Akon, Titanium, Who's That Chick with Rihanna, Sweat with Snoop Dogg, Where Are Them Girls At with Flo Rida, Nicki Minaj, Without You, Usher, Titanium with Sia.
Titanium, I think I've heard. I think I've heard that song.
Everyone's heard of fucking Titanium. Play Hard with Neo and Akon. Like, he's got a bunch of hits that he would actually be a good halftime show.
I thought Metallica did a halftime show at one point.
Nope, never did, and they probably never will because they will never pay for it.
Has a heavy metal band ever done a halftime show?
Define heavy metal.
Yeah.
Hard rock, heavy metal type of thing.
The Who?
I don't consider the... I think didn't Aerosmith do it one year?
If you want to count that with fucking NSYNC. But that was also right after Push Play came out. So they were promoting that. Ryan, you're a little far away from your mic.
Because I'm smoking.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, you're a little far away.
I appreciate it, sir. You're a gentleman.
And a scholar.
And a fucking lamb.
Oh, yeah. Dude, CeeLo Green? What the hell?
Don't get me going on CeeLo
Green.
To hear
what?
More of his
that
song.
Wasn't CeeLo.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Who was it?
Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, my God.
Jermaine Dupri, like Millie Vanilli?
No, like married to Janet Jackson.
Oh, God.
Like,
wasn't that the Barge?
Like, hey, where's the party at with Nelly and
Jagged Edge?
And Jagged Edge. Oh, my God. God. What the fuck happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I thought it was CeeLo, too.
Dude, he looks like a taller black Oompa Loompa.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, what a way to describe it.
Christian, am I lying?
No.
Oh, damn.
He's looking like he's doing his best impression of the guitarist from AC/DC.
What, Angus Young?
Angus Young! John, I have to send this to you. I have to send this to you.
Send it to my Facebook. Don't send it
to That's what I'm doing. I'm going to send it to your Facebook. I'm sending it now.
I'll check it after the show.
Man Dupri was dressed like Boss Baby.
All right, Christian, you broke him.
Yes, he was. Oh, God.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, let me look. Holy dog shit. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Is that a mask he's wearing, or is that his real fucking face?
That's his face.
Like a fucking mask.
Damn.
God damn.
Ryan, just because I sent it to everybody, I have to send it to you now.
Okay, please do.
There you go. I just sent it to your Facebook. I didn't even know that was Jermaine Dupri. Will.i.am hasn't changed at all.
Mm-mm.
It looks like a male version of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Minus the slap.
Holy shit.
Ryan hasn't said a word, so either he's seeing it or he doesn't have anything to comment or he's just speechless.
What happened?
What'd you say, Ryan?
It's not a wax figure?
No, that's him. That's Jermaine Dupri, I guess, apparently. Oh, God. Like you said, Boss Baby. Oh, the next version of Clayface for the DC Universe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Tap dancing Christ. Holy shit on the shingle.
All right, let's move on to something else, please.
All right, well, we can go into baseball. We'll finish up with college football because there's actually some... Actually, you know what? We'll finish with baseball today. So, Christian, they came out with the holy shit, it's way too early, top 25.
Let me hear it.
All right. Teams that are not in the top 25. Washington.
Figure.
SMU and Iowa. No shit. Actually, sorry. I said that incorrectly. Iowa. Because there's no O in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Number 25. The Aggies of Texas A&M. What a shock.
You know, I think now they have a shot to kind of further establish themselves in the SEC.
Here's the problem. no divisions anymore.
Right.
That if we stayed with the East versus West or the North, the East West, yeah, I would agree. But now we're all in one. It's everyone's in one fucking puddle.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, number 24, Ryan, you're going to love this.
Right.
The Canes. Apparently, they actually got Washington Wazoo's quarterback Cameron Ward come over. Safety Powell and Marley Cook from Middle Tennessee to round up that defense. So they might actually be good this year. I don't know if they're going to be winning any titles in the ACC, but they definitely can, you know, as long as they can manage the fucking clock correctly. But number 24, the Miami Hurricanes. Number 23, team from the Bluegrass, Kentucky Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Figures. 22, oh, God, I said Kentucky. Now I got to finish it off with the rival, Rock Chalk Jayhawks. Number 22.
Ooh, Kansas?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 21, a team that's probably going to be out of the top 25. But Louisville.
Yeah.
By the way, greatest name ever, Harvard transfer Thor Griffin. Motherfucker named Thor out of Harvard. What the fuck? My team already, I will say now, that I like to win the Big 12. K-State, number 20.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I like this freshman quarterback they got. Avery Johnson?
Yeah.
After what he did in the bowl game, I like him. Number 19. Well, we'll get to see what Caleb Klubnik gets to do because 19's Clemson.
Yeah. They have to build around him. Hopefully Dabo is smart this time and he uses the transfer portal.
Yeah, because they need a running back. Shipley's gone. They need a running back to take over for Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18, the Wolfpack. NC State. They get Grayson McCall transferring from Coastal Carolina. They get a lot of defensive guys, so they're going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be there. I don't think they're going to be good enough.
Yeah.
Number 17, guns up, OK State.
Okay.
They really didn't add anybody. Number 16, the Volunteers. Tennessee. Again, didn't really add anybody. Squirrel White. Great name. Oh, number 15, the Noles. The Florida State Seminole Vesicles.
Crazy, because they started this year as a top five team.
This year, though, they have a quarterback that is questionable.
Yeah, and their best defensive player is going to be gone, Jared Verse.
Yep, but DJ Uiagalelei is their quarterback this year.
Wow.
So, we'll see. Number 14, Boomer Sooners. They're going to be in for a rude awakening. They don't have a fucking defense to go into the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13, your reigning, defending champion.
Michigan at number 13?
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
Replacing Blake Corum and J.J. McCarthy, and they really haven't added anybody yet for the transfer portal, and they think that they're actually going to lose people because of the fact that what's-his-name has left. Coach DeBoer leaving for Alabama and Harbaugh leaving for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they have him at 13. Fine, I get it, but I don't agree with it. Number 12, the LSU Tigers.
Hmm.
they have not really, I don't know if they really got anybody.
Who's the turnover pencil team?
Akron. We don't talk about Akron. I don't even talk about Akron. And I talk about the fucking teams that don't nobody gives a shit about. Ain't that right, Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're never going to see me write an article about Akron. Unless it's a fucking fucking math competition. Number 11, the Arizona Wildcats. Again, they didn't really add anybody in the transfer portal yet. Number 10, Utah. Cam Rising is back, so I can see that. The Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9.
I'm about to be pissed off, ain't I?
Roll.
Hold on. Before you say it, let me put my finger near the end call button.
Roll fucking Tide. Alabama at 9. Yeah. Because their reasoning is because of replacing Nick Saban. And also losing Bond.
Bringing Caleb down.
And down, yeah. But, I mean, how many times have we seen Alabama lose players and come back stronger?
Yeah, but this is a different scenario because the big caveat was Nick Saban.
All right. So now we have Michigan at 13, Bama at 9. So who's better than Bama and Michigan? Penn State, number 8. They got to beat Michigan and Ohio State first.
Before we give them that label.
Yeah. Number 7. Team that I actually could see getting to the SEC title game this year. The Missouri Tigers. Waiting for Ryan to say something?
I don't have a problem with Missouri basketball.
No, I'm not talking about basketball. This is football.
Fuck Missouri Tigers. Wait, fucking football season's over, dude.
No, this is the... So ESPN does every year the way too early top 25.
That's what my question is. Before you finish the list, I just can't get it out.
I don't want to talk about football. I should just end it. Let's talk about baseball.
Wait a minute. Didn't the college football season just like end like less than a month ago?
But during that month, we already had a shit ton of transfers. Here's the thing. Me and Christian have to literally look at this every year because legitimately during bowl season, there are about 15 fucking things a day or every, like, 2 hours, 15 different people transferring, and we have to figure out who goes on what team now.
Hey, let me ask you this. I'm not a big fan. So when they say they transfer, this is essentially like players, they're, like, trading themselves.
Free agency. It's free agency, pretty much.
Right, okay. And, like I said, just to get back to my original point, when does training camp open for college football?
July. I mean, technically, training camp has kind of already started for football. No coach can talk to them, but training camp has started for a lot of players now.
No, I'm talking about officially. Like officially. Like you
Christian,
sitting in
June?
Yeah.
Why are we not talking about this in June?
Because this is the funny shit. This is ESPN projecting the top 25 already. They, 90% of the time, don't know shit. And me and Christian, John, we did this 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get words in edgewise 2 years ago.
But
tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
But also, it's one of those things where this is also the tail end of NFL, so we can talk about this. And trust me, there's always news for college football, no matter how many times people don't think about it. And it means a lot when it comes down to the regular season.
No, I mean, I agree with Ryan. It's like baseball starts in 43 days.
Bullshit. Baseball starts in 2 days.
I'm talking about opening day starts in 43 days.
No, baseball starts in 2 days. Because I'm sorry, you don't count it. College baseball counts.
I never said anything about college baseball because I never watched it. There's a difference. I never watched it. I might actually watch it until the real shit starts in 43 days. I don't count spring training as Major League Baseball because Joe Schlo, like they said, Major League, off a guy, hit that ball pretty far. Yeah, off a guy who will be bagging groceries in a week.
All right, let me finish this up.
Finish it off.
Ole Miss number 6, Christian.
Wow. Wow. Get to the top 5 because ain't nobody care.
Notre Dame. Number 4, Hook'em Horns.
Okay. I have a feeling that something's really about to make me mad. Hold on. Let me position myself.
Number 3.
And call. And when I hang up, I ain't coming back.
Oh, bullshit, you're not. Because actually, number 2 is where I kind of draw the line. Oregon is number 3.
Next.
I'm going to just skip number 2 because number 1 is Georgia.
Who's number 2? Stop bullshitting.
Ohio State.
Don't leave, Christian. Don't. Oh, man.
Yeah, because he knows exactly why that is the biggest load of bullshit in the world.
Christian, come back, man.
Get your ass back in here.
Talk baseball. I need somebody here to bounce off of, too.
Well, we're about to go into baseball. I'm about to text them. Just get your ass back in here. He's actually taking his sweet time coming back.
No, he said he wasn't going to come back. And maybe actually he is not going to come back.
No, he will. Christian.
Ryan, get him to come back.
Stuff in my raffle, man.
Ryan, get Christian to come back.
Abracadabra.
I just wrote, get your ass back in here. He saw it, too. I'm just waiting for the, no. There he is. Hello, Christian.
He's not back.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. Oh, there he is.
He's going to put his camera on and flip us off.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I don't see that. Okay, there it is.
Oh, Christian.
He's not going to talk.
It's okay, Christian. We all agree that they should not even be in the top 25. It's drizzling dog shit. All right, we want to talk about baseball.
Yes, Christian, please talk when we talk about baseball, please.
I can talk a little baseball.
Let's talk about the MLB. Oh.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
I'm trying to see what we got. So apparently, we are going to get a new Kansas City Royals ballpark.
Fuck Kansas City Royals.
They're gonna close Kauffman?
Well, it looks like it's going to be downtown KC. It's going to be where it is.
Disband the whole team.
What was that?
Disband the whole team, he said.
Disband the whole fucking team and turn the place into a parking lot.
Now, that's Cleveland.
No, that's the Royals.
Okay. So the Royals reveal a plan for a $2 billion parking lot, ballpark
Ryan's going to say, no, you were right the first time.
We're going to compete with Wrigley Field for the world's largest gay bar.
Oh, I thought that would have brought Christian back, but apparently not.
He's there. He's listening.
Christian.
I don't want to wait. Never want to dance again.
I was trying to see where they're doing this. Move to Kauffman Stadium. Renovated current ballpark in 2012. I mean, from what the photos look like, it's going to be the same kind of stadium that Kauffman was. Like it's just good, but they're going to make it more modern.
Are they going to have turf or are they going to have real grass?
Grass. I think everyone, after the shit that we've been seeing in the NFL, I think everyone's going to go real grass.
See, that's going to suck with Kauffman because I know, Ryan, I know you hate it, but that's got to be, that was a staple of that stadium, that and the fountain and the crown. That's iconic.
Well, what did they use?
They had turf.
Yeah, but what kind of turf? Like, because nowadays,
I mean, this shit was dark green. You could tell it was fake grass.
Are you sure about that? Because it could have been sod. It's not artificial. It was never artificial.
I'll have to look into it, but I think that was turf.
Well, that's the thing. You're talking to someone who fucking works on grass.
I know you do.
So, like, there's different types of turf.
No, what I'm thinking is, like the artificial turf. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, not the, well, because there's tire. There's legitimately, like, grass or sod. Then there's the shit that has the tires in it, which is not, that's turf-ish, but it's not turf. Oh, no, it's...
Oh, well, maybe they changed it. I mean, like I said, I don't know much about it, but maybe they changed it.
They had AstroTurf, which is the just fucking carpet.
That's what I'm talking about.
They have not had AstroTurf there since 1995.
Classic.
Well, it just goes to show you how many times I fucking watched the Kansas City Royals play.
They got a Kentucky Blue perennial rye since 1995 to now. So, yeah, it's grass.
Whatever.
The grounds crew.
I mean, that stadium is almost iconic as Fenway.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's also one of the oldest.
What was that, right?
Let's not go too far.
I'm talking about because of years in service. I mean, there's not too many ballparks that are, there's still original ballparks that they've had for decades.
Christian, what's your thoughts on Kansas City building a new stadium, a $2 billion stadium?
Wrigley.
Still not going to fucking answer. Talk.
Chris, shit. I was waiting for him to laugh.
He literally hit mute to laugh, then he turned mute back off.
Did he really?
They updated Wrigley, but that's still the stadium that was built.
Oh, then he laughed.
No, I think there might have been an issue. He might be jumping back in.
He actually muted when I said Chris, shit.
I mean, listen, is it a bigger gay bar than the strip club that is called Oakland?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I put it on par with Cincinnati Jerks. Please tell me you saw the Matt Rife video about that.
Yes, I have.
I didn't see it. Yeah, send it to me, Rye. I didn't see that.
You ran 15 miles?
Okay, can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yeah, because I was on it from my phone. I was talking.
Oh. We didn't hear you.
Well, I thought I was going to break you when I went, Chris, shit.
No, I heard that, but
No, what's your thoughts on Royals building a $2 billion stadium over by Arrowhead?
Don't nobody care. Don't nobody care. It's just a brand new trash can.
Thank you.
Fancy trash can.
Ain't nobody care. I said what I said.
It's a fancy trash can.
Okay.
And?
But, all right, guys, I'm getting out of here because I'm falling asleep on y'all.
All right. Take care.
I'll be on in a couple weeks.
Take care. Enjoy some time off then.
Oh, you damn right I will. All right.
See ya.
And now he's legit gone for real.
So, have any of you guys seen the new new City Connect jerseys?
I have. You're talking about for the Mets?
In general, like they've dropped 9 new ones.
I'm about to.
What's that, right? What'd you say?
I'm about to pull Chris to talk about that shit.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
What, leave?
No, let it rip.
Fucking terrible.
Let it rip about the fucking shitty Cardinals.
Cardinals jersey's fucking garbage. How dare you? How fucking dare you?
Why, what'd they do to the Cardinals jerseys?
It looks like shit. Ronnie, show him.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, see if you can send it to me.
Shittiest fucking jersey I've ever seen in my life. If I see anybody wearing it, I might punch them. How dare you disrespect my team?
Donkey punch or work punch?
No. Straight up in the fucking face.
Uh-oh.
Nolan Ryan punch.
Are we talking we need to get bail money for you kind of punch?
Yes.
All right,
Someone's going to be
fucking,
whispering sweet nothings into his ear.
For fucking it up.
So were you able to find it, Ronnie, or no?
I'm looking.
Because I've seen the Met ones, and the Met ones look
like
kind of
ugly. Like whenever the Mets get alternates, they get cool jerseys. The Cardinals normally get cool jerseys. I would not fucking buy this jersey for my enemy.
There was $100, you're trying to get a girl with $100 zipper.
Yep.
Basketball reference, very nice.
It was on the other day.
I actually watched that the other day.
Fucking straight up garbage.
Well, I got to see these things.
You know that super cool jersey that Ronnie posted the other week?
The Diners?
The Diners, yeah.
Okay. Pretty much the exact fucking opposite.
Oh, God, that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I got to see it. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're probably right. But
like,
I just want to see this
spectrum,
thing.
I would nickname this fucking thing Poindexter.
Because they're not actually giving me what the white one. Okay, so I have the white ones. I can probably.
Yeah, put that piece of garbage up there. Let him see
it. Yeah, send it to me on Facebook. Send it to me on Facebook.
Shit.
And I'll give you a legit critique if it's that bad. I'll be honest with you. I won't lie.
Right, I just want to make sure we're talking about this one, right? Because if MLB.com decides to fuck around with it, I want to make sure it's the right piece of shit. All right, just sent it to you.
That is fucking terrible. Looks like a cartoon type, almost type of joke. It's terrible. It's ugly. Who fucking thought that would be good? What planet?
Major League Baseball?
Well, it just goes to show you, Commissioner Buttfuck has been smoking the funny shit again.
That's not Buttfuck.
Well, he approves it.
No, the Cardinals approve it.
I don't buy that, because that shit's ugly.
That's the organization that approves that.
You don't think that Commissioner Buttfuck doesn't pressure them to agree to it? Please.
No.
I believe so.
Dude, first off, he's the owners. He works for the owners. He's not the leader of the owners. He's the liaison of the owners. It's like
if it's going to make the money, he's going to do something to make more money. It's all the bottom line is for Manfred. It's all about money.
But this is coming from the owners of Cleveland that goes down. Manfred has to approve it because it's the owners that work for – he works for the owners.
I'm with Ryan 1,000% on this one. That thing is ugly as fuck. But anyway, moving on.
I don't know what's worse, that or the blue one.
The blue one is the blue one essentially this one?
The same thing with baby blue.
That's terrible. You're disrespecting the Cardinal jersey. Cardinals jersey is iconic. Don't fuck with it. And they're fucking with it.
The baby blue jersey has...
What was that?
The baby blue jersey has to have two fucking things. Let me see it.
Let me see if I can find it again. Sorry.
Because, like, that is the iconic 1980s fucking Ozzie Smith era jersey.
Yes, it is. And like I said, I might not be a big Cardinals fan, but I respected it, did the Cardinals. I respect the Cardinals.
That's where we had fucking Ozzy and Ben Coleman.
And you had, what was it, John Tudor. Yeah, Quisenberry finished his career as a closer with them. I remember a lot of the Cardinals. Tommy Herr.
Because the Cardinals have won out.
I mean, I'll say this. It has the better lettering of the blue.
It's still ugly.
I just sent it to you. Both of you.
Brian, your take?
Why is the logo?
It just doesn't look right.
Well, that's because the baby blue Cardinals jerseys, the 1980s Cardinals jerseys, weren't button-up jerseys.
Yeah.
They were
pullovers. They were solid, yeah.
They were pullovers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, those are the difference. Those are the two that they've kind of dropped on.
So it looks like what they were trying to do is make a combination of the baby blue 86 jersey and the cream color jersey that they wear on Saturday. I can't remember what year it is.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the year either, but I do know what you're talking about.
Wasn't that 98?
No, this is a throwback.
Oh, okay.
Like, I believe it was the jersey before like Stan Musial, whenever they had the birds on the black bat. Have that jersey and it's got a fucking beer stain for the game. I'm super pissed.
Shit.
And it's not typeboard, it's like stained on the back.
Ah.
I will say I did not see the end of that game from the stadium.
Where did you see it from?
Radio in my car in the parking lot.
Damn.
Dude poured fucking beer on me.
And he was allowed to walk away?
Like, Cleveland security's pretty tight. Like, you're more likely to have success getting in a fight with somebody there that's pissed you off, like, after the game in the concourse. For real.
Really?
Because, like, security around there is pretty solid.
Oh.
Yeah, like, they don't fuck around.
Seriously, that bad, huh?
It's not bad. They just, you know, they're... The St. Louis organization is held in a certain respect.
Right.
We are the best fans in baseball. I say that proudly. And the way the stadiums run is part of why, like, where fans are expected to act a certain way. And sometimes you can't help it with Chicago fans. Cubs fans are fucking loud, obnoxious, drunken cocksuckers.
Worse than Philly fans?
You know, honestly, I've never been to a game where we played the Phillies. Pirates? Yes. Giants? Yes, they still had Barry Bonds. Yeah, no, never the Phillies.
Hmm. Interesting.
Never. There are certain games I try to catch. Like, I always try to catch a rivalry game, especially if we get, like, an I-70 rivalry game.
Right. No, I get you on that. I'm not talking about Billy Epler. I could give two shits.
He got in trouble like we all knew he was going to.
He got suspended for a year for falsifying injury reports.
Dickhead.
Clayton Kershaw will earn up to $37.5 million under this new Dodger deal.
Clayton Kershaw's a fucking beast.
Yes, I will agree with that 1,000%.
Hey, you know who I miss?
Who?
Trevor Bauer.
Oh, dude, Madison Bumgarner.
Mad Bum.
The Mad Bum, dude, that dude scared me. Like, whenever he was on the mound, I couldn't imagine being a fucking batter. That dude whipping them motherfuckers by me. I'd be standing there fucking peeing in my pants.
Ryan, did you ever see the play where, I don't remember what umpire it was, apparently, an umpire was not giving him the strike zone or something. He stared an umpire down, and I was afraid for the umpire. Does that give you a clue?
Right.
Bumgarner just stood. I mean, they both stood up. Bumgarner had his hands on his hips. The umpire had his mask off, and they just stared at each other. Not a word was fucking said. If I find the video, I'll send it to you. And then eventually Mad Bum turned around because they had to start the inning. But that motherfucker was intimidating as fuck. Is he still with Arizona or is he retired?
He's retired?
I never heard him officially retire. Let me see. Let me look it up.
He might still be with Arizona.
Because that was the last time he played. That was the last team he played for. Let me see. Madison. Mad Bum.
Dude, I want to watch. I have to watch fucking Stanford baseball now.
He's a free agent. He's a free agent, not with anybody. And he's 30. He's only 34 years old, too. And he's not signed with anybody? What the fuck? That's terrible.
Oh, they'll be definitely adding people.
Okay, go back to San Francisco 1 year, finish your career, and call it a year.
So, I think I'm going to say this now. I think next year,
excuse me,
college baseball is going to be a buzz.
I'll watch that. I'll watch college baseball, no problem.
Well, that's not the thing. Stanford is getting a kid called, Ryoko Suzuki.
God bless you.
He is he's a Japanese high school player. He has broken every high school record for home runs. They're saying he has more power than Ohtani.
It's pretty fucking high praise to be compared to fucking Ohtani.
You ready for this? I'm just gonna read this. This is from The Athletic.
All right.
Letter of intent to play at Stanford next year. Took to social media, and here's what we know: Suzuki is 6 feet tall, 250 pounds, to be the top pick. He is projected to be the top pick in the Japanese draft. and he's going to forgo that to play college ball, to play college baseball.
Now, here's a question with that. Now, if he's playing college ball, can he be drafted by an American team?
Ding,
or does Japan have first right?
Nope. He has waived his rights to play in the MVP. He, after 3 years, can go in the MLB draft and be drafted by a Major League Baseball team.
Cool. Stevie, are you listening?
At 17 years old, he holds the record for high school home runs with 140.
Jesus fucking Christmas. Cripes almighty on a crutch.
And he's also said he plays first base.
Jesus Christ.
Pete, you can go. You can
if we
go.
Get that kid, I say, fuck. I say, Pete, I love you, but good riddance. We're signing this kid. This kid will probably sign with the fucking Dodgers.
So, last year, Rakuten Nakashita was drafted 11th. Different kid, but he was pretty much another kid from Japan that came over here, did that. He was drafted in the 11th round by the Chicago White Sox, was born and raised in Japan, elected to play ball in the U.S., first suited up his first two seasons at Oregon Community College before spending his junior season at Oregon. Nishida wasn't nearly as high a profile as Sasaki. This dude, I've seen batting practice of him. He hits, like, his bad swings go 320.
So he's like that kid that they said with the Little League World Series. I hit dingers.
He's fucking Big Al. He's Big Al with a fucking bullet saying, yes, I hit dingers. The farm is going to be rocking in Stanford for this. This dude is, oh my, he's fucking Vlad. I'm watching a high school game. He hit a ball at his eyes 450 feet. I hope he translates well. Actually, it might come easier to him because the ball's a little bit bigger, but I hope it translates to the college game that he can learn to be, like, it can just, I'm hoping, because this kid could be maybe not bigger than Shohei, because Shohei does both.
That's right, I was going to say.
But he's gone to the same high school as Shohei, beating Shohei's record.
Fucking sick, man.
Like, this dude, I've been hearing rumbles. He never committed to a college. Because they're like, oh, is he going to play pro? Is he going to play pro? No. The fact that he's going to play at Stanford is fucking great. Getting to see this kid play, I'm very happy to see what happens.
Excuse me.
Let me see. And Friday officially begins college baseball. I am actually very excited for this because college baseball has really, it needs to be on more television.
Right.
I mean, you can watch all games on ESPN Plus, all the games on there. I'm just going to see what's actually on ESPN on Friday for you, John.
All right.
Okay, ESPN Plus. ACC Network. So ACC Network is cable. So it's one of the channels that are through ESPN. So you have VCU versus NC State.
Okay.
Hofstra versus Virginia. Xavier versus Clemson. Wagner, UNC. Rutgers is playing. They have Winthrop, but that's not on any channel. That might be able to be found online. Fordham versus Wake Forest. posts on their SEC network that might be on TV, Air Force Mississippi State, St. John's, Florida. That's actually might be a good game.
St. John's is New York St. John's?
Yeah.
I might have to root for them because that's Alicia's alma mater. I might have to watch them.
NJIT versus Miami.
Is Townsend in this?
They might not be playing, but Townsend will be. Townsend probably is in here.
Oh, I'll explain why off air.
Longhorn, Texas. Okay, no one gives a shit about Texas. MLB Network. K-State, California.
Okay.
And then the rest is ESPN Plus. It doesn't look like there's going to be any on actual ESPN yet.
Yet.
There will be.
I'm sure there will be.
But I think college MLB Network will have every college game. Also, there's ways to find it. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But that season, we got Monmouth, Penn State in certain games, Pittsburgh, Maine, New Mexico, Oregon State.
What about Rutgers?
Rutgers got Winthrop. Riders got – okay, I actually – I have to watch the Rider game because I have somebody that's on the Rider team. I know somebody that's on the Rider team.
Who?
What is it? Someone from my one of my family's boyfriends.
Ah.
He plays for Ryder. Stanford's got. Thank you, Brenda. Cal State full. Yeah. I mean, Iowa's got Seton Hall. Fucking Utah Pepperdine. Who the fuck cares about Pepperdine?
Yeah, I remember with Pepperdine, they used to have this. Back in the 70s, they had the Battle of the Network Stars. Always used to be at Pepperdine University.
Yeah.
Live from Pepperdine University.
Okay, I just want to see what the stadium looks like in Hawaii. Because, by the way, did you see Rutgers' new stadium?
No.
Yeah, they just built a new baseball stadium for Rutgers.
Where'd they build it? Where'd they build it by?
Middlesex.
Where in Middlesex?
I think by almost by Edison. By one, it's by one of the colleges. It's not by.
Not by Middlesex County College, is it?
No. By Rutgers, one of the Rutgers campuses.
Oh. I know it's not the ones on Route 1. I know that. It could be by Route 1 because there's a lot of open field in that area.
Hold on. I can actually find it. thank you, Brenda.
Miss Lippy.
Livingston.
Oh, the Livingston campus?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of it. I just don't know where it's at. I mean, obviously in Livingston.
Yeah, it's... They're saying... So I'm going to pull this up, and then we'll get out of here because there's not really... Middlesex County, it's actually in Middlesex Park. I'm wrong. They're building the one in Middlesex Park.
I'll have to look for that where that's at.
It's like their whole clubhouses and stuff like that. What I love is too is 90% of the time they're free.
What, the college baseball?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe that most are $20 just to get in. Like they're all GA. You go and find a seat. But unless it's a tournament being played there, most college baseball games are free.
That's a good four-letter word right there.
Like Ryan can answer this. How many people go and watch actually college baseball? Exactly. Thank you.
I think we lost Ryan.
No, he's there. He's just, yeah.
But that's sick.
I was going to say the silence said it all.
Like six people there, man.
Yeah. No, but that's the thing, like.
And so if somebody gets injured, they might ask you to play?
It's a possibility.
But I mean, like, I'll say this. Were a lot of people there when, like, the Rutgers really got big for baseball when Casey Gaynor was there? When the kids from the Beast from the East were just coming around? That's when they built the new stadium.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that is what it is. So we're going to get, and we're going to get, yeah, here we go. Actually, let me see. I'm on. I'm actually on their thing. Is there anything for baseball, basketball, wrestling, lacrosse? No, there is nothing for baseball. Regular season events are free for the following sports. Baseball. Would you like to know what shit's free at Rutgers?
Go for it.
You're going to laugh at this. Baseball, cross country, field hockey, gymnastics. I think any college guy going to see Rutgers gymnastics is for a whole different reason.
You think?
Golf, women's golf, lacrosse for women, rowing, men's soccer, women's soccer, softball, swimming and diving. Again, they're going for different reasons. Tennis, track and field, same fucking thing. And volleyball, again, same fucking thing. By the way, 90% of the, like, about 15% of that, like that I said, the golf, soccer, volleyball, like their national title teams. Soccer, fuck, what's her name? From the U.S. women's team was on the Rutgers team.
Who?
Oh, God damn it. I know, dead air.
I got you.
Yep.
KKTY, Bayside.
Why am I spacing on her goddamn name? It's not Casey Clark. It's,
Don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal.
Nah, but she was one of the big, U.S. soccer players.
You know what's funny? I remember when I was in high school, there was a girl that played softball that when she played softball, this girl was like 6'3", 6'4". She could throw a softball like over 100 easily, almost every other pitch. You know how many colleges came out and fucking tried to recruit her and she didn't go to any of them? She chose not to. She chose to go to college just for her career, which I don't know what she ended up going to school for, but this girl, man, could strike out fucking Albert Pujols with how fast this bitch threw.
Yeah, he had, I think Ryan had the bounce.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and we'll get out of here because we're pretty much done. We got nothing else to talk about.
Oh, he did bounce? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, is there anything really?
I got nothing.
Yeah, it's a short show. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. Follow us on social media under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at Evan Ronnie.
At the Zombie Master.
Follow Ryan at Stunkog STL. Christian at Daily Blitz.
Underscore 61.
And follow Raider Dave at Who Gives a Fuck Raider Dave. That's not actually what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like Raider Dave NPN.
And what about Dustin? Doesn't Dustin have a thing?
Ejaculata high. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear, you can all go fuck off. I'm more famous than a fucking fat. Tell your enemies. But until then, always remind people three things. One, Bobby Bonilla is always getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani will soon be getting paid, maybe. Three, there is always a teachable moment. And if you don't believe me, well, then hell, that's just a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.